Watching documentaries. When we watch videos on television or on any type of screen, Netflix or what have you, and we watch documentaries, we are seeing what artists have conceived of as that which happened. We see what the writers of these events have imagined happened. Because all history is whatever our mind or our imagination is. When they tell you about the beginning of the earth, they tell you about the Big Bang Theory. What a beautiful imagination. When they tell you the scientific background for this and how the scientific attitude is about this, what a beautiful imagination. We have the ability to take our imagination and fly with it to the moon. We have our ability to take our imagination and imagine all sorts of wonderful things happening in our life. And as we do this, what are we dreaming? What are we dreaming about? What are we thinking about? What are we wishing? What are we imagining? Whatever it seems logical and reasonable to imagine. Now, according to metaphysical thinking and according to metaphysical imagination, we all come to the conclusion that there's no logic and there's no reason in metaphysics. Even though metaphysics in its earliest archetypal attitudes was always considered to be wisdom, knowledge, truth, balance, understanding, and logic. That's not true. Because metaphysics can only be beyond the physics, beyond the imagination, beyond that which is conceivable, beyond that which is provable, beyond that which is understandable. And of course, our wonderful documentaries are beyond that. When we are reviewing the documentaries, when we are remembering the documentary events, are we remembering them as they actually took place in the film? Or are we remembering them as we are having the emotional attitude of watching them? And as we have this emotional attitude of watching the documentaries, what are we seeing? What are we seeing? Do we close our eyes in the terrible parts? Do we open our eyes wide in the loving, gentle, magical parts? What are we doing? We are creating for ourselves whatever it is we choose to have imagination bring to us. What is it you want imagination to bring to you? What is it you want imagination to reveal in your life? What is it you want it to be? What is the documentary of your life, your world, your universe? What is your documentary? How do you put it all together? How do you put all of the ideas and the words and the wisdom and the understanding together to come up with the wonderful story that you have to tell? Early storytellers told what they thought the world was. We remember how in metaphysical writings and biblical writings, the early scribes learned what they were told by the priests and rabbis and scribes before them, by the leaders before them. These people who were telling the story of what happened before them, they were telling it as though it was a wonderful, magical history, as though it were something that were absolutely, absolutely perfect. And it was how they were remembering it. It was how they were telling it. Now, you hear a story, and you remember certain parts of it, and so you repeat those parts you remember. And then you tell other people, and they remember certain parts of it that they think are more important than other parts, and they remember that. And so the story begins to be diverse. The story begins to be told by many different tongues, by many different thoughts, by many different attitudes. Not that they wanted to tell the falsehood, or not that they were not able to be brilliant in telling the story, but they brought into it their own attitude, their own mental thinking about whatever it is they were talking about. And because they brought that into their world, because they brought that into their experience, they put that down for people to look at, and pretty soon the world was building their attitude about it. Now, we say to people, what are your values? What were the values of the cavemen, of the cave people, people before the advance of intelligence? What were the values of people as they came along through the various stages of evolution, of thinking, of being, of acting, of doing? The values of people always were a respect of home, a respect of family, a respect of the people where they live, the country, the city, the community. Because if people did not have respect for that, they were taught respect. And if they did not learn respect, they were chased away because they were not cooperating with the program of that particular community. And as they were chased away, they went to other areas, if not other communities, and they brought their attitudes with them. And if they were dominant, they made the people of that community think that these were the true, real attitudes. And what they were just their own understanding of the experiences that they went through. We have to be so careful when we begin to think about what the world was, what the world is, and what the world is going to be. Because truly there is only one solid foundation upon which the world is based. And that foundation is the ideal of the world, the original purity and integrity of the world, what the world was before the beginning, so to speak, what the world was before all time was. And the world before all time was harmony, peace, love, joy, goodness. It had to be. That's our original purity. That's our original integrity. That's our original beingness. And yet, we try to be logic. We try to be reasonable. We try to say that this is for our benefit. This is for our detriment. This is for what everyone must follow. This is what we must do. This is how we must live our lives. The Jews at one point didn't eat pork. Oh, they loved pork. But they didn't eat pork because the priest told them not to eat pork. And the priests were guided by an inner intuition. And this intuitive inner understanding that the priests had was that the pork was causing the illness among the people. And truly, the pork was causing the trichinosis. Well, over a period of time, the trichinosis ceased to be, and people ate the pigs, people ate the pork, and they were not bothered by it. But because this became a part of the way of thinking that the priest brought forth to the people, it was something divine, it was something beyond all of vision. It became a rule that could not be broken. We all do this in our lives. We make documentaries that tell us the story of how it seems, and it seems pretty logical. The theory of the Big Bang seemed pretty logical, and everyone jumped on the bandwagon. And those who didn't jump on the bandwagon were thought to be strange. Not that it's true. Not that the Big Bang theory is true, one little bit. And perhaps it's absolutely true. But we believe what we want to believe. We believe what we want to think. We believe what we are. And because we believe what we want to think and we believe what we are, what are we doing? We are causing ourselves to fall into a particular situation that is making everything rather difficult for ourselves. We are unable to dream. We are unable to think beyond the appearances. Think beyond the appearances, those things that we see every moment, every day, and realize there is something greater, something more grand, something more beautiful, something more exquisite than we have ever dreamed and ever known. And as we come to that, what happens to us? As we come to that, we come to the realization that are we remembering, are we reviewing the documentary events of our life that we have? Or are we looking at them new? and seeing them with the imagination that goes far grander, far more wonderful than anything that we could have dreamed up, anything that our scientists could tell us, anything that our artists could draw. For truly, we go beyond all that which we have ever known, into the reality of all that which is, and how wonderful that is. Whenever you begin to be logical or reasonable, say to yourself, why am I doing that? And then say to yourself, I am all knowledge. I am all wisdom. I look beyond. Now, I don't need to know the past. I don't need to know the future. I don't even need to know the present. All, if I need to know anything, is to be myself and have fun right now in this moment that I'm living. And when I do that, there'll be no documentaries. There'll be no past. There'll be no future. There'll be no dreaming. They'll be living in the current moment, and how grand that is, and how wonderful that is. Know that as you're dreaming, I'm dreaming with you, because I love you. I love you. I love you.